Okay, Chairman Brad Holton, present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10:30 agenda item. It's code enforcement meeting regarding property located at 20233 Linda Lane in Nampa, Idaho. So with that, I turn it over to our staff.
Good morning, Commissioners. I just wanted to make you aware, present, we have representatives from Canyon County Prosecuting Attorney, Southwest District Health, Canyon County Sheriff's Department, the local highway district, our building department, as well as myself and the assigned area officer, Gary Westerfield, with Canyon County Code Enforcement. So we've brought this to the board's attention before to discuss the possible abatement of the trash and debris and public nuisances on this property. We have two different aspects that we're looking at today. The estimate that we've received is in excess of $24,000. With the concern of this, the septic issue, Southwest wasn't able to determine where the septic field would be on this particular property, but Mr. Keister with Southwest was able to drive by the property yesterday, and he also had some concerns there. He's willing to give his feedback later this morning. To date, we've had no compliance, no voluntary compliance from the property owners. The property still remains in violation. The structures are still in violation, so we can have the building department clarify those concerns. But we're requesting that we be provided the $24,000 to abate the nuisances on this property and determine what the process the board would like to follow. Generally speaking, the contractor that we use, we tend to lean his way because he gets the job done quickly and efficiently, which reduces county staff time and exposure to the property. But it's my understanding this will have to go to open bid due to the cost.
Chairman? Yes. I'm in favor of Officer Arthur's proposal. He has a lot of interesting information on this, including a medical lien that I would want to discuss with the board to figure out who's taking the subordinate position on a lien. I think given the dissolution of the CAP fund that Canyon County as the collector of that stands to potentially move in that direction, but that would be a legal question that I would want our attorneys to either ferret out. But given the history on this and the number of problems associated with this property, I think that a full cleanup and going in there, not guns a-blazing, but with the intent that this is not going to be tolerated in Canyon County. I am in favor.
I don't anticipate any significant pushback from the occupants.
Okay.
Property.
Good.
We're not aware of any criminal activity that are on the property, and then Officer Westerfield has spoken with one of the occupants who was all of the occupants on the property who were receptive to having the property cleaned up.
Okay.
We don't think they quite understand what the process is going to be, how this will be attached. This cost is ultimately
gotcha.
Responsibility, but mm-hmm. We don't anticipate a lot of pushback.
That's good to hear. Chairman, can I ask another question? We have a captain here, and is this just, tell me why we have our law enforcement here if they're not hostile?
This was just going to be a multi-agency approach. So
okay.
The direction from the board during the last meeting was to have all agencies that would be involved. And generally speaking, on any abatement, we're going to request Canyon County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
Just in case
okay.
we get the tempo of the day, understand what the property owner's attitude is towards us. So we just wanted to have a representative from Canyon County Sheriff's Office here.
And the other issue was there were some vehicles that are in the public right of way that would possibly have to be towed. And so we wanted to have the Sheriff's Office weigh in on, because one's an abandoned RV and one's an abandoned motorhome. I don't know what implications there are for that as far as towing it or how that works in Canyon County.
Okay. And then if I remember correctly, and you were visiting with members of the Golden Gate Highway District,
Bob Watkins here.
Okay.
Speak for anything, any questions the board might have as far as the public right-of-way and the activities going on in there.
And are they in the right-of-way for Golden Gate?
Yes, some of them are.
Okay. And so there's an interest, like you said, okay, we got multiple party people.
Yeah, and it'd be helpful and coordinated to have the sheriff's office involved with the right-of-way.
Sure.
Okay. I want to go back and revisit the issue about the amount that you said that it would require bid. I'm unaware that we have to bid at 24K. So that you just need to get a voice or a written quote from a company that you know would be diligent in being able to carry out the amount that they've quoted you. It's under the 50K level, so so we don't need to go out and solicit bids for it.
Thank you for the clarification. And our estimate of 24,900, was it?
It's in the packet there.
24,150 is what we have. Wow. Northwest Land Services.
I'm confident that they will be very close to that estimate.
Very close to that estimate. Okay.
Very successful using this contractor in the past with other agencies I've worked for too. I don't have any concerns moving forward with Northwest Land.
Okay.
And that does not include anything with the house. That's just to clean up the junk and everything from the property.
Okay.
The house will be a separate issue when we get to that.
Okay. All right.
And Chairman, can I ask a question? And I thought I read it in your documentation, Officer Westerfield, but is the house, I know you don't red tag often, but is that where that's headed or is that to be determined?
Our building official is here.
Yeah, Chairman and Commissioners, we have been out there and red tagged that structure as an unsafe structure, and we've deemed it unsafe because it is vacant. We've done our due diligence in sending them our two notices that are required, and then we were waiting for this meeting here to see how you guys would like to move forward with that.
And so will that, Chairman, can I ask a question? Will that process of removing vehicles and the destruction of that building or whatever that looks like on that, is that going to happen simultaneously then?
They don't have anything in the bid for the 24,000 doesn't cover anything for the house. So that's something we need to talk about. At a minimum, we need to board the structure up. Right now, it's an attractive nuisance, so we want to board that up and protect it from fire or in any harmful stuff that might happen to anybody that's in that area.
Okay, and Chairman, can I ask another question related to costs? We had a structure that was recently demolished and burned out. Do you have a ballpark estimate on what that looks like for?
The recent one, we didn't have anything to do with.
Okay.
That was actually taken care of. We've got a real estate agent got involved in that, purchased that property, and they demoed it. So
okay.
We didn't demo that property.
Okay, thanks. Still in favor, Chairman.
I am too. Does legal have any concerns? My question is who's going to be first on the mortgage and who follows?
We'll have to look at it. This is the first time I've seen of the formal documents here, and I'm not sure we've got copies of those liens. But yeah, we can find that out.
Okay.
Because Chairman,
generally, even if there's a lien on property, there's kind of, and we would be, let's say, a second position depending on who filed the lien first, which normally first in time, first in right, perfection, and performance. But oftentimes there's also materials liens, mechanics liens, etc. So if somebody does work on the property, they collect first. But we want to make sure before we get too far down this that we have the board and code enforcement, everybody fully advised of where the money's going to come from and who gets.
Would this be considered a mechanics lien since we're doing labor on the business?
That's kind of what I want to make sure of.
That's the grayness that we need to get some clarity on.
We'd be an abatement lien, and we'd be after all of these ones that are filed already.
So you're wanting authorization for the, to proceed on the 24-ish quote that you have to clean the lot?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The other concern, I believe it was Commissioner Van Beek that raised a question about the demolition of the other structures. If we were to do those two simultaneously, I think that would put us over the $50,000 threshold. So my recommendation to the board would be let's separate those two and have, once this property is cleaned up, which is going to have to happen either way, so we have access to the structures to either board them or demo those, we can have Northwest Land give us a very accurate estimate or quote on approaching how we want to secure those structures, whether it be demolition or a board up. Having the discarded materials and the public nuisances removed, that will give us a better mark of what's actually going on that property. And then we can resubmit that to the board with Mr. Crosby, what his recommendation would be on how to approach the buildings themselves.
Chairman.
Let me finish one thought.
Sure.
So since we're talking about structures, how do we know that the mobile home has a legal septic system? And if it does not, are we prepared to deal with occupancy on that structure? I mean, we don't know for clarity till we get in there and start cleaning up. I mean, a drive-by puts you in a very precarious position.
True. Chairman Holton, the drive-by was just to kind of see what was on the property. I did a record search, extensive record search. Of course, the property being built in 1910, there would be no septic records. They could have put even another septic in up to the 1970s because they wouldn't have followed within the rules. So there's nothing from 1970 to today. There's has to be some sort of form of wastewater disposal on the property during that time, which would have more or less been a seepage bed. As we would know, they last forever almost. So as far as the RV goes, I did not get out to look how they're disposing of wastewater. I assume they're either self-containing it or it's been disposed of on the ground, but that would be something that we would observe when we go out on with Candy County. So
this is part of the coordination of doing it? Okay.
Chairman, yes. I had a question for Officer Arthur. Rather than incur costs, can we approach one of the fire districts and see if they can use a controlled burn structure and get rid of it that way, or does it have to follow a certain process?
Well, we had requested Marsing Fire two times. We have not received a response. My understanding is they're a volunteer fire department, so probably minimal contact. We could approach them. I would have some liability concerns. I've worked with Parma Fire in the past, and that's actually it's a fairly long process to have that done. My understanding is a demolition permit would still have to be issued, and then there's coordination with emergency services that would have to take place. My fear would be by the time we were able to coordinate that and use that as a training burn, we may be 6 months down the road and these structures may be re-inhabited by the occupants of the property. They may move back in there since we've cleaned everything up.
Right.
My recommendation would be is to either board or demo as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I don't know if Wendelsdorf, who manages all that, you'd get any farther or faster with him, but it was just a thought. So you're already on that trail.
Yeah, I think that in this unique situation, we'd be better off to be expedient about it rather than attempt to coordinate. I'm all for training, but this may not be the one. Yes.
Another comment, commissioners, is that I have met with Ed and Virginia at their trailer one day. They're both elderly. They're both quite in need of medical services. I did hand them the notice to abate, and Virginia seemed very happy with that, that we were going to go and clean up all her property. I don't think she probably read the whole thing and understand, but these are people that just take stuff and then they just figure it's all free money, and they don't understand that they have to pay this back somehow, some way. So I did talk, and I did hand them housing assistance paperwork for the resources here in Canyon County, trying to encourage them to get out of these RVs and go somewhere else. I'm trying to grease those skids to get them to move into a decent living environment. However, they all seem pretty content with living in their RVs in this current state.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Did we appropriate enough funding to pay for this?
We do. $50,000 line item budget.
Okay.
Last year, approximately $300 has been spent so far, and that's been our reluctance. This is going to take at least half of that amount.
Okay.
Especially if we want to redistribute or reallocate those funds to the demolition of the building. But yes, there is money set aside.
Okay. Thank you.
Chairman Holden?
Yes.
May I say one other thing? There's through the Idaho Tire Waste Facility Act, there's reimbursement for cleanup of tires, and I was looking at the cost there. So the county has to declare a public health emergency or a public nuisance. I don't know if it worked in this case because there's a little bit involved with that, but I just reached out to the the manager at the state of Idaho of that program, and then the county asked for reimbursement from the Board of Examiners of the state. So it looked like there was about a $5,500 cost to tire cleanup involved in that. Might be worth pursuing.
Yes, that would be. So that would be done through our staff, or would that be done through Southwest?
Well, the commissioners or the city council, whoever it is, can declare a public health emergency or a public nuisance, and then it would be submitted to the Board of Examiners for reimbursement of the cleanup. So I could either speak with Commissioner Brooks at this at a later time,
okay,
in the health district, or with your staff too.
Aaron or Zach, should we get that determined if we have to do a declaration, if you could get that documentation for us and we'll put it on the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay. All right. How would we like to proceed?
Chairman, I want to give the head nod for them to proceed with the cleanup with Northwest as presented on that invoice.
I want to say that in looking back in documentation for the commission, I can't see it within the last decade that a commission's ever got to this point. I applaud staff for the coordination and bringing all of these different entities into the room so we can look at this unique example. It's a difficult one, and I really appreciate you having the faith in us to bring this forward, because it's not a one and done. Even what we're contemplating, it's kind of starting down the road to get this fixed. So I personally appreciate it a lot.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
So us as the highway district, you know, we see a lot of this all over our jurisdiction area. We're dealing with it. And this might be a separate meeting to have Officer Arthur and or the Sheriff's Department as well. You know, our maintenance is being impeded upon. We can't get it done due to stuff being parked in the right-of-way all over our district. And I never want to be one to throw stones, but we're not an enforcement agency. We need the assistance of code enforcement and the sheriff's department. And I don't feel like we're getting that.
Okay.
And again, I'm not here to throw stones at all, but we have a job to do, and we can't do that without the assistance of them. And I just wanted to stress that. I don't want to see these cases become more and more prevalent, and
and/or, I guess, for lack of better terms, an organ. We don't need those issues here in Kenny County. We want to keep it as clean as possible and do our job safely and effectively. So just our two cents.
Okay.
Chairman, I really appreciate that. I indicated at the beginning of this meeting that I was happy they were here, although I mixed them up with the irrigation district. So whether it's irrigation or whether it's highway districts, both of those entities are experiencing difficulty with keeping the right-of-ways for those entities free of people or junk cars, whatever that is. So I think it's a great discussion. I think it's a really good point to bring up, and where there's a lot of interest on the land use and how that's going to play out, I think that's a good idea to have a meeting. So thank you for suggesting that.
So what I, since you brought up an issue, off the top of my head, I'm not sure how I would personally like to take care of it, other than I guess Captain's in the room and he has the authority to impound cars that block the right-of-way, especially if it's a dedicated public thoroughfare. And so if you need coordination with the board and the sheriff's office to do that in conjunction with our staff that are here today, let's get this done instead of recognize, because I do think that if we don't stay on top of this, that we have the potential of others who are not living here yet moving in, and it's a little bit like graffiti. If you let it stay on the wall, then the next gang tags it, and it goes on and on and on and on. And if you take care of it as best as we can in a timely fashion, it's less likely to take hold or take root. So with you saying that, I guess I'm publicly making you accountable to help us follow it through for you, that we get these cleaned up. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
So I guess that's another reason, thing that we were talking about here, is we do have a lot of this public nuisance right now that is in their public right of way that will need to be cleaned up. I remember the previous director had some issues with, if we abate the property, we're only going to abate whatever's on this property on this side of the, but then we have all the stuff in the public right of way, which I don't know the legalities of how that works, or do we need to notify Golden Gate that we're going to go and abate this stuff because we're going to be on their property? I don't.
It may require a workshop for legal, for CCSO, and for your department, for us to sit down and figure, because it's probably not black and white. There's probably some grayness, some variations of what the problem is. And so for us to be clear and for our agencies to be clear, we just need an overall plan. So, Greg, I guess if we need to set up a workshop for that, then let's put it on the date to do. Hopefully we could do that before budget hearing starts.
So I guess my question too would be to legal is, I guess if Golden Gate says it's okay for us to go on their property and clean this up at our expense, then I guess we're okay with that. We don't need to go through a formal abatement process with Golden Gate. I wouldn't think so.
We can talk about specifics off the record. I don't want to hypothetically answer it without getting into the weeds on it.
We can figure it out. Yeah. So let's do that. So I guess, Greg, make note of the agencies that we need to deal with, and we can set up a workshop to deal with it. All right. Captain, I hope I didn't throw you under the bus, but...
No, sir.
Okay, good. He's the guy that carries the gun all the time, so you really want to make him happy. So. Anything else? Yes.
Yeah, and I guess it'd just be good to know, because we have a board of commission to answer to as well. So I would like their involvement in this. I mean, I'm not the end all be all, and I don't want to be.
Right.
Ultimately, I'll have to answer to them. And
so in a workshop, we'd be more than welcome to either invite the full board or representatives of the board to sit in on the workshop so they don't tar and feather you. All right. All right. So they're asking red light, green light for to go ahead on the proposed 24K round numbers. I'm in favor of doing
it. I'm as well.
Yep, still good. Okay. My position has not changed.
All right.
And we'll come back with an estimate on those homes. Does that sound good?
Yes. Yeah, that does. Zach, I don't see that we need official motion because we're going to be presented with the bill later on. Do you see?
I don't think so, Chairman. Money's already been appropriated. And so whatever action that follows would be through our other administrative policies, procedures.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anything else for this topic?
I have nothing further.
Really, really do appreciate everyone in the room taking the time because we're needing to figure a way forward that's organized to deal with this, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. If nothing else, I'd make a motion. Will you adjourn?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. We are adjourned. Thank you.